Here I am sitting in this place at this time in this way, and all is well. Of that I am very clear. And as I am sitting here, I am aware of, on the one hand, my clear desire, an opening desire, an extending desire, an expansive desire for the having of more and more and more cash, dollars and pounds and euros, as the case may be. What I am noticing more than anything is that as I have contrasting experiences where in the past I would have said, I don't have enough. Now what I'm doing is saying, I have an opinion about not having enough, and I'm going to leverage the heck out of this opinion, this contrast, and I'm going to say, I have more than I have ever thought I would ever have, ever. My dollar, pound, euro situation is exquisitely amplifying moment by moment by moment. There was a time when someone said to me, you know, there's a point where you get enough money and money just begins to make more of itself and you don't really have to do anything. Well, that's me. That's where I'm sitting. It's not the balance. It's not the number. It's the vibration. The more cash I have, the more cash I expect to have. And the more cash I expect to have, the more cash I have. And one of the things that is fueling this, it's like little bits of coal and little branches and twigs and big, huge logs that are going into this massive fire of desire. What's fueling this desire is every bit and bite and piece and part of contrast that I can find. I'm actively looking for these opinions. I want them because they fuel my desire, and it is so much fun. I feel as though I'm in a play room that is the kind of thing that as a child I would have thought, well, this is a lot of fun. It's not real, but it's a lot of fun. But now it feels very real, and yet it's just as much fun and just as much play as it was when I was a child. And that is where I use something in the story to further along my desire, to further along the manifestation. And boy, are the manifestations just falling into place left, right, and center. The contrast that arises is helping me. And I have never understood this as clearly as I do right now. And even as much as I do, I know that there will be an even deeper understanding arising from this. Because I'm not pushing away the contrast. I'm not trying to manage it. I'm not trying to convince myself of anything. I'm taking all of it and I am using it to my advantage. I am saying this contrast right here, this contrast that seemingly I have tried in the past to push away and to keep at bay, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm using it. I'm running with it. I'm rampaging with it. I'm saying everything that happens that seems like it's a loss is an expansive opportunity to create more, because I take all the contrast and the vibration that comes with it and I turn it upside down and pull it inside out. And I say, this is to my benefit. This is helping me. All these things that I thought would be the sorts of things that would just disappear because I would have plenty of cash and no more problems. I don't want that. I want the so-called problems, but they're not problems. They never really were. And I see them very differently. They're just contrast. They're just opinions. And the wealthier I am, the wealthier I get. And the fuel for this wealth, the fuel for this overflow of cash in terms of dollars and pounds and euro is again and again and again the same thing. It's the fear that I'm not going to have enough. But I'm not really afraid. I just have an opinion. And I'm using this opinion and saying, ah, I have plenty. I'm turning that intensity around. Now what's interesting is there's not that much of it anymore. It doesn't happen a lot. But every time it does, I use it. And it's even beginning to become clear to me why I would want more contrast. That doesn't mean I go and do something silly and jump off the deep end and try to find another way to swim, because I'm quite delightedly comfortable where I'm at. But I'm certainly using everything that arises I can feel the efficiency of this. I can feel the integrity of this. I can feel the clarity of this. And all of that is very, very, very delicious indeed. It's very exciting as well, because now I feel like it really doesn't matter what happens. Whatever the bank balance is at any given moment is irrelevant. And the more I realize that, and the less I care about it, the more cash there is to be counted. Because I really just don't care how much there is, because I know there's always plenty. And boy, howdy, is there plenty. More plenty than I ever thought plenty could ever be. Numbers that I never really thought would ever be to my name. And I'm really just enjoying it. I'm also noticing that one of the best ways to generate this kind of contrast is to actually spend the money, to get out there and give the cash away, to give it to people for things that I buy, services that I use, to give it as gifts. The more money I give away, it seems like, and certainly feels this way, the more money I have to give away. It just is exactly right. The contrast. Whereas before, I would get scared and I would hold on. Now I realize it's the intensity of the fear that I want to fuel the desire. So I open my hands and I give it away. And I open up and I say, this contrast is good. It's helping me. It's powerful. And again, I see that what I consider to be contrast now, I would have never even noticed before. Because my clarity is so, so precise that I have no tolerance for anything. Exactly right. I don't want to tolerate the bad feeling thoughts. I want to use them. I want to see them. I want to stand on them and say, this is mine, and I love it. I love that this thought is happening. I appreciate it. I am absolutely delighted. I'm tickled pink that this is happening because it's more fuel to add to the fire. And I have got a huge fire in the gigantic fireplace that is my life. And it's just amazing. It feels so good. It feels so right. But more than anything else, all of this contrast that before I believed, before I thought had a valid perspective, now I see these are just thoughts. These are just thoughts that pass through. And I let them pass through. And I use the heck out of them. And as I do, I realize there was never anything real to them in the first place. These were just ghosts that I made up in order to scare myself for whatever reason. And now I'm not afraid because I don't believe these thoughts. And even when fear does rise up, it's temporary because I don't tolerate it. I don't try to manage it. I don't try to fix it. I just let it happen and I take the contrast that it provides and the intensity and boom, before I know it, there's more cash. And I can see, oh, this happened in some way that is not necessarily logically explainable because of the contrast that came before it. This is good. And what it feels like more than anything else, and this is the most interesting contrast of all. This is the most delicious contrast of all. This is the most amazing contrast of all, is that I never thought I would have this much cash to my name. And I don't care.